You're holding Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, Leshal, the Gemara was that on this Amud was the Gemara started Boy Menei Rapredim Rabami. That Minayin, how do we know Lechol HaMenochos Shein Boyis Matzah? How do we know the din of our Mishnah that all the Menochos have to come from Matzah, not from Chometz? Gemara says Minolam Tirsivba Ksivba. A lot of Menochos, it says clearly. Rashi says like Oisa Mincha Shekosu Bo Matzah. Kagoyin minchos mafe or minchos machavas. Harek sivbo, it says clearly that it has to be from matzo. And uduloi ksivbo, and the ones that does not say clearly, or also mehai kroi, learn out from this postik, the kaya lechol ha-menochis, that puts all the menochis together in the postik of Savasarim. The postik said the marshal like this, tuloi ksivbo, and where it doesn't say clearly it has to be from matzo, ksivbo says this postik. This is the top of the Gemara, that's from Gimel and Aleph. But the Pasuk says in Vayikran in Tzav that Zois Torah HaMincha, this is the Torah of all the Menachis, Hakrivois B'nei Aaron L'fnei Hashem Al Pnei HaMizbeach V'nei Aseres Bimenu Yoichlo Aaron Avonov Matzos Tiyochol. It says clearly Matzos Tiyochol Lashidit Matzah. So this is the limud for all the Menachas that have to be made from Matzah, not from Chometz. So Mor says back like this, Omalei Mitzvah Loikim Avoyli. That it's a mitzvah lechetchila to have all the menachas come from matzah and not from chometz, that I understand. But kika mi boile, where did I have my shalom was bothering me? Lakev, how do we know to say that if you make it from chometz, it's possible? How do we know to say it's lekuva? Usually we have the klalos by kachum, and the Torah says something once, it's le mitzvah. How do we know liakev though? Omele said back to him, liakev namik siv, even for lekuva to say that it's possible. If you bring the menachas from chometz, there's also a postik. See, it says like this. It says, Loi toifa chometz. Ela matzah, do not bake it to become into chometz, but rather matzah. So it says clearly, Loi, do not do it. It's like a lav. So it's telling clearly, Likuvo, that you cannot make the matzahs into chometz, but rather they have to remain matzah, not chometz. Now the Gemara says, Mas give lo Rav Chizdo. Rav Chizdo asked the question. Fiyema, why don't I say like this? Loi toifa chometz. You know what the postik means to say, do not make it into chometz? Elisayer, but rather you let him make it into sourdough, but maybe not. But maybe it does not have to be pure matzah. Maybe it could even be sayer. Again, he said maybe it only means to say that you should not make it chometz, but maybe sayer is good. Now sayer, that's like sourdough, that's at the beginning when the dough begins to ferment. So Morris said, let's see, sayer deman. Whose sayer are we talking about? That's a machlokes in the Gemara Psachim. Either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, if what Rabbi Meir calls sayer. According to Rabbi Yudi Shita, that's matzah malya, it's mamish matzah. So that's good. The pshat is loy soifah chometz, not bei chometz, ela matzah. So that say was called matzah mamish according to Rabbi Yudah. Now what does this say of the Rabbi Meir? So Rashi says it means, kol shech sifu ponov. If the face of the dough becomes come a little bit black, shech sifu turns pale a little bit. So that's at the beginning of the fermenting stage. But our kol ponim, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's mamish called matzah mi'alma. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there wouldn't be a Shiloh. Elamai either Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say the Sayer of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which here he holds Karni Chagovim, means where the dough starts to crack already, is beginning to crack. So if so, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Chometz Malyu, he holds that's not called Sayer. He holds Sayer is only which just becomes a little bit pale, the top of the top part of the dough. But once the dough starts to have cracks in it already, Rabbi Meir holds that's called Chometz Mamish. So the pasuk says clearly, loy toifa chometz, you're not allowed to bake it chometz. So you can't tell me it means the sayer of karnei chagovim of cracks, according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, that's chometz malya. Elamai either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Meir, if you mean to say the sayer of Rabbi Meir, which is only hichsef poneho, which the front of it becomes pale, according to Rabbi Meir himself, if so, mi delok yolei, since on Pesach you eat such dough. You get malchus, it's so chometz, so shita, that's called chometz. So you can't tell me the pasuk says, loy soifa chometz, and not bake it chometz, but rather make it into sayer. According to Rabbi Meir, his shita of sayer, which is hichsif ponov, you even get malchus, it's allowed to eat it on Pesach. And so according to Rabbi Meir, that's considered chometz. Elo, what's his shayla? Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that what's called Sayyir is called Karnei Chagovim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, he told you do not get Malkus if you eat it on Pesach. that's not called chametz. So according to him, Miklera Shailom, is this muta to make the minchas out of a matzah of seyor or not? So Chura means this, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you have no proof to say that it's a lav. It's likuv over here. So that's the Shiloh. Who said that he can't make the matzahs, the minchas from seyor? Maybe because according to Rabbi Yehuda seyor. That's one Shiloh. Maskev lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, v'yeyma, I want to say another pshat. V'yeyma, let's say when the Pesach says loy soifa. Chometz, maybe the Pesach means loy soifa, chometz, ela cholot. But rather he's supposed to do is put it in boiling hot water right away. Make it into chalita, take the dough flour, and put it into boiling hot water that it cannot become chometz anymore. So Morris says, let's see, what does cholot mean? Cholot, my new, what is this? That's revicha. That's like scalding it in boiling hot water. Rashi's b'mayim roiskim k'ramina materials kanim kavi chavita moveches olamet shenasis b'roiskim called tzarker v'uch, that's called cholet. If so, idi k'ravicha k'sidbo z'menoches, the matzah has to be made from revicha. The pasuk says revicha. Rashi says it says mincha shemitzvasa b'revucha k'siv v'hedya moveches hei shaloi tefa chomitz, not make it chomitz but make it this way. What does that mean to say? Scald it first in boiling hot water. But v'ho like siv b'revicha. But here it doesn't say revicha. So Mel, the apostle says lo teifa chometz does not mean to say you have to make it revucha. It doesn't say it. When the Torah means it, the Torah says that here the Torah didn't say it. It doesn't mean it. So we're saying maybe like this. V'yema, why don't I say like this? Tichtiv b'revicha mitzvah b'revicha. Where the Torah says revicha, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is supposed to be scalded in hot water first. But the loiksiv b'revicha, but the Torah does not say revicha, just as to make it matzah, makes the menachis, e boy revicha laisi, e boy maisi laisi. Maybe either way you want to, you could do it. So the kids of this pasuk of Atechva Chometz, maybe it's not commonly kuva. It's common to teach us halachis that if you want to, any menach, if you want, any mincha, if you want to, you could make it with revicha. If you want to, you could scald them all in boiling hot water first. You could put the flour into boiling hot water. Maybe that's what the pasuk means to teach us. Maskiv lo Ravina. Ravina asks another question. Again, how do you go the same question? How do you know to say Le'tofa Chometz means Likuva? V'yema, why don't I say the Pshan the Pesach is like this? V'yema Le'tofa Chometz. Again, Maskiv lo Ravina. V'yema, why don't I say that the Pshat from this Pesach is Le'tofa Chometz? When the Pesach says Le'tofa Chometz, it means Le'mekim Gavra B'lav B'yalmom, that the Kohen that makes the Menacha Chometz stick, he's over love. But maybe the Yisulu Lemitzulu. But maybe if he makes the Mincha this way, maybe the Mincha doesn't become possible. Maybe the possible just means it's a love upon the Gavra. It says Lo Yisayofe Chometz Chelkom Nosata Yoyso. But maybe it's only Talmud teaching is a love for the Kohen that makes it Chometz, but not that it's a Psul in the Mincha. So again, we have a Kasha. How does the Mishnah know to say that it's Yisulu, it's a Psul, if you make the Menachis from Chometz? Ela, the question is like this, rather. Ela minolon, how do we know it's Tak? How do we know to say that it's likuva? If you make the menachas from matzah, kiratanya, like we learned, matzah, yochol mitzvah, maybe it's only mitzvah to bring the menachas in a form of matzah, not a form of chometz, maybe with the yevadi yotz with chometz also. Talmud Leimano, the pasuk says tiyah, means hakosiv kovu chayva, says matzah, tiyah, mashman, that's likuva. That the menachas have to be brought from matzah and not from chometz, and that's liikuva. Tia is the word liikuva. Boy minei repreda merabami. So probably it's another shaila from Rabami. Boy minei rabbi preda rabbi yami minayin. How do we know lechol hamenachos sheni loishes bepoishrin, that all the menachas is supposed to need it? In poishrin means lukewarm water. O mishamrim shleyach mitzu. And still you have to watch it should not become chametz. In other words, to knead it with lukewarm water, it's very easy for it to become chametz. So the kids of the shas, you're making it, you have to be very careful it should not become chametz. Rashi said, the Tzoni Masnissin, kol ha-menachos d'loishes b'poishrin, o mishamish le'yach mitzoy, that the Mishnah later it says like this, that all the menachos have to be kneaded with poishrin, lukewarm water. So the question is, Kolema, dohoyev in the lushas of poishrin, mitzvah l'shomram shleich mitzu. V'shimr haino shiyasase bebetza kol shor. Rashi says, what is called shimr? You have to work with the dough the whole time. So how do we know this? How do we know there's a mitzvah when you make the menachis, like when you watch it working with the mincha, to make sure it doesn't become chametz? So Mora says, nilmud, we learn it out, mi Pesach. From regular matzah and Pesach. It says by the parsha of matzah, mitzvahs matzah, it says, Ushmata mesa matzos, that you have to watch the matzah. Which means to say, you have to watch it that it does not become chametz. Like this Rashi means you have to work with it while you work and while you're kneading the dough, you have to watch it to make sure b'zehirus does not become chametz. So Omle said back to him, b'gufa ksiv. It says this Indian in the gufa of the parasha of Menachos. You don't have to learn this out from chametz for matzah. It says by Minch itself, it says, matzah tia, which vidashna means, hachiyeyu, means keep what she says, kleimar, hachshirenu v'shomro, make it a kosher, watch it. So who are the apostles saying clearly by Menachos itself, that the matzah tia means watch it, it should not become chametz. So the leaving this from the apostles of Minch itself. Samura says, no, for your fikte lakiv, I will use this apostles already of matzah tia to say it's bekuva. The teacher says, if you make a mincha from chametz, it's possible. So Zim came, and so it's only for that Rosh of Likuva, licht of Kro Matzi. The apostle should have said Matzihi. My Tia, what's the explanation of Tia? Shamat Mino Tati. Learn about things. He alone would have mean Likuva. Now that it says Tia, mashmi, you have to keep it the way it is, mashmi, you have to work on it. Means when you're making the Matzi, you have to be careful, it does not become into chametz. Oh, Malay Rabbon and Rabbi Predo. Rabbi Ezra bar Brei, the Rabbi of Tullius, Tevi Yassir, the Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So the Rabbanan told Rabbi Predo that this Rabbi Ezra bar Brei, the Rabbi of Tullius, like he's here in town now and he's a great person. Why is he great? Because he has big yichus. Again, that is Rabbi Azariah bar Brei, the Rabbi of Tullius, to who Asir, the Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. He's the 10th generation from Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. To Asir Eli Ezra, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself was a 10th generation down from Ezra Sofer. Call you above, he's here on your doorstep right now, he wants to talk to you. Omar, sir, pray this like this, my kuliyai, what are you telling me, give him such a big yichus over here? E bar rayin hu, yehei, if he's a Talmud Chacham, very good. So very good, but e bar rayin, u bar avion, yehei, if he's also Talmud Chacham, and he has yichus also, that is good. But the Baravun is the only person that has yichus, he has good parents. V'loi Baravun, he himself is not a Talmud Chacham, is Isha Tichle, let fire burn him up. Like, so what are you telling me such a big yichus here for? Ormulez, he said back to Rav Peda and Echanami, Baravun is a big Talmud Chacham himself also. Ormulez, he saw Rav Peda, said Liai, let him come in. Felese, and let him come in and sit down. So Chaz Yodevi Akira Daite. Vice Rav Peda noticed that this Reb Azariah's mind was something was bothering him, called Akira Daiti, something was bothering him. So Posach, therefore, Reb Preda started out with a little Agarata first. Posach V'yom, he was saying Pshan the Posach Gatilm that says, Omar Tol Hashem, Hashem Ato, Toivosi Balo Lechom, that means Omro Knesset Yisrael from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Herzakto Li Toivo, like you owe us a big yashakayach, Hashem owes us a big yashakayach. Shoy diaticha boilam, that we made you a Kodesh Baruch Hu known in the world. So Amalo, Hashem said back to Knesset Yisrael, Toivosi balalecha, that my toiv is not upon you, that means any machzik toiv el Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. I'll only give a yashakayach back to the office of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Shoy diuni tchilo b'yelam, they were the first ones that made me known in the world. Shneimer Pesuk says, "Lekadoshim Asher Baretz Hema V'Adira Kol Chetzei Bom." So the kids are the ones that deserve the Yashkech, are the Adirim, are the others, they are the ones. So Mora says, "Kivun Deshama Tekomer Adir." Once Reb Azariah heard that a prayer talking about the word Adirim, so he said, "Now Pesuk Liom," he said this, "Yovei Adir V'Yifor LeAdirim." Let an Adir come and pay back to the Adirim. May Adirim be Adirim, from the Adirim with the Adirim. What does that mean to say? That Yovei Adi, let the Adi, the great one, come, Zah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yechsev says, Adi b'morim Hashem. Hashem is great. The plural adirim, let him pay back to the adirim means Elo Yisrael, let him pay back to Klal Yisrael. Shnever it says, Adirim kochet sebom. So let HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back to Klal Yisrael. Mei adirim, from the adirim means Elo HaMitzriim. From the Mitzriim, the Yechsev says, So look at first of mayim adirim. Ba'adirim, Elo mayim in water. Shnever it says, Mikoylo es mayim rabim adirim mishmer yom. In other words, if to say, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back the Klal Yisrael, means let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the Mitzriim and throw them into the yam. The Rashi says, it means Hashem is saying now, because she also nekama b'mitzrayim, that's where Hashem took nekama back from the Mitzriim. Now, he also says, Yovo Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, L'yedid, let the close one come to the son of the close one and build a close thing. Bechelko shall Yedid, in the portion of Yedid. What does that mean? And v'yishapru b'yedidim, that Klal Yisrael should become a kapara. Now he explains, what does it mean to say, Yovi Yedid, let my beloved one come, Zeh Shloim HaMelech, this goes on Shloim HaMelech. The Chassid says, Vayishlech B'yad Nosen, Anovi V'yikri, Shmo Yedidyo, Va'avur HaShem. So let Shloim HaMelech, that's called Yedid of Hashem, the beloved one of Hashem, Ben Yedid, the son of the beloved one, Zeh Avram, he's the